This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and we are your community NPR station. Part of our mission here is to be a part of this community. It's kind of sitting in the middle of the conversations going on about, you know, the good things, the bad things, the things we need, the things we're working on. And part of that is partnering up with great organizations that are right here in our community telling those stories each and every day. And that is the goal with On the Ground IPSE. We're proud to be the media partner with Concentrate Media on this. And we brought in their embedded reporter, Brianna Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll talk about what you did a couple weeks ago in just a second. Tell me what we can see at Concentrate Media today.
Today we have a preview for our upcoming panel discussion. Okay. It is next week on July 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Riverside Art Center's Off Center at 64 North Huron Street. And it's a free panel discussion featuring young leaders from IPSE and IPSE Township.
What's the conversation about? Just general community topics or... What's the focus here?
We'll be talking about what kind of change the next generation of leaders can bring to IPSE. So, you know, kind of what's next for IPSE and how can the younger generation address challenges in the community and help move the community forward in a way that also respects the heritage of the community at the same time.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think that's an ongoing conversation that's been happening in our community for as long as this community's been here, because the new folks have great ideas of how to move forward, and the people that have been here a while kind of sometimes throw up the sign and say, hey, wait, hold on,
right,
we've been doing it this way, mm-hmm, and then there's a place in the middle where everybody finds a happy compromise.
Yeah, so we've got some newcomers and some longtime residents on the panel. So we've got Jermaine Dickerson of Hero Nation.
Okay.
We have Morgan Foreman, who is an IPSE Township resident and works with the Summer Playground Program through Washtenaw County Parks and Rec. We've got Elise Jacobson of First Fridays and the Downtown Development Authority. And we also have DJ Sharif, who's an assistant principal at YCS, and Yenna Zaro, a local artist, is moderating.
Awesome. So 2 weeks ago, you published a story. Tell us what we're talking about today.
We will be talking about a Fresh Start community garden, okay, that was just established at the Ypsilanti Township Civic Center through the 14B District Recovery Court.
Okay. And who are your guests that you brought in today?
Chelsea Brodenfuhrer. Did I say that right, Chelsea?
Brodenfuhrer.
Brodenfuhrer, sorry.
Okay.
And she's the court coordinator at the 14B District Recovery Court. And then we have Kristen Shea, and she is a participant of the Recovery Courts program.
Awesome. Chelsea, Kristen, thank you so much for being here this morning. Chelsea, welcome. Tell me who you are and what it is you do. Give us some basic information about the program we can kind of base our conversation on.
Sure. It's a two-year recovery program. What it looks like is an intensive probation that works on identifying barriers that individuals may face and come in with on top of the, you know, being in trouble with the criminal justice system, and just work on reducing that, reducing recidivism, and building a sustainable platform for them to live independently in our community.
So somebody that's gotten in trouble with the law, broken some law somewhere, but the goal is, let's not see you back here in a couple of years. Let's see you on a better path towards independent living or not committing crimes anymore or finding help for whatever it is that found you in a situation where you may have committed crimes in the first place.
Absolutely.
All right. How long has this program been around, do you know?
It's been around since 2014. We originally started as a women's court, and then 2 years ago, we became a hybrid court. So we are a drug court and a women's court.
Okay,
so.
And about, do you know about how many people find their way through this program in an average month, year? You know, how many people are you working with?
Sure, my average caseload is 43.
Okay, all right. And Kristen, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us who you are and why you're here today.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. I'm Kristen Shea. I'm a member of the 14B Recovery Court Program. I am here today to talk about the Fresh Start Community Garden that Chelsea and I put together. For me, I got into gardening about 2 years ago with my family. I started down at Frog Island Community Garden down there. We had a plot, and my son absolutely loved it. I loved it. It became something of a therapeutic escape for me. Occasionally, I think that people in recovery find that it's difficult to find things that you enjoy once you're sober.
Right. And you need things to occupy the mind, too.
Absolutely.
You know, and activities that you can spend a lot of time concentrating on.
Yes. And for me, it was finding a love of being outside again and being around something that I could that I could start with my own bare hands and watch come to fruition.
Okay, and you pulled Chelsea into this, and did you kind of bring the idea to her and say, hey, this is something I'm interested in, maybe it might be good for other people in the program?
I think it came together more organically than that, okay. Because Chelsea and I really share a passion when it comes to healthy minds and healthy bodies.
Awesome. So that's another aspect of this, too, absolutely. Is you can teach people how to make their own food and maybe share it with neighbors and other things like that. Tell me a little bit about that, Chelsea. Why did this idea strike you as something that would be good for the work that you're doing in 14B?
Kristen and I, again, it kind of happened organically, and every month we have a recovery education class, and it looks differently. I usually try to cater it around to what everybody's, you know, the majority of people seem to be going through, and a lot of it was people were bored, and, you know, getting bored kind of, which, you know, when we're stagnant, nothing great always happens. One day, Kristen and I met, and we said, hey, let's go to Frog Island. Let's start a garden. Kristen had a plot there, so we went in there. We weeded. Later on that day, I'm talking with my bosses, and I let them know what Kristen and I were up to and how we were going to start this garden at Frog Island and all of our ideas that we had with it. They were really on board with it, brought it over to the township with Brenda Stumbo, mm-hmm. and next thing we knew, we were building a garden at the court. So,
what have you kind of grown as things have grown around you?
My family and I grow vegetables, okay. And that's the only thing I've ever grown, really. But I just found it therapeutic, and I found it almost meditative mm-hmm. for me. Definitely. It's a place to get outside of, you know, mom life. It's a place to get outside of family life and go down and do. That's not necessarily true.
It's a nice place to just come inward,
yeah.
where you're working on something, right?
Yeah, you know, yeah, it was something I could do personally, or something I could bring my family with me to do. But either way, it was me getting outside of myself in order to benefit the community or to benefit something else that was not going on in my own life.
You mentioned family. This is something you can do with your family too.
Yes.
Are you finding that your kids are interested in this, that they're having a good time out there?
They are. Well, I have one son, yes, he's very interested. And I find that this is something that is not only therapeutic for me, but it also encourages the support of my family and those people around me.
Part of this is that you're not just growing stuff out of the ground. You're kind of growing together.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's a quiet time that mm-hmm. you can spend peacefully. I'm sure there was turmoil in your life, that you went through a lot. And it was probably a giant understatement, and I don't want to have you relive that or rehash that, but to find a peaceful place where you can spend time with a loved one mm-hmm. with no distractions mm-hmm. and you're just working the earth and it's quiet
yes.
and it's, you know, you can talk if you want or not, you know, you can just find a quiet moment together, which I'm sure was not a frequent occurrence, you know, prior to finding this program.
Well, there were plenty of quiet moments, but they were selfish quiet moments mm-hmm. when you're in recovery, when you're actively drinking and using. So this is a whole different kind of quiet moment.
Well, that's perfect. That's perfect. I mean, because it's showing you that this is a good path and that you can find peace with your loved ones and rebuild relationships, I'm sure. That's
yes.
a part of the process is you know, whether you're making amends or not, you're still trying to preserve any kind of loving relationship that you have with your family. So perfectly understanding that you're getting emotional. Like it's fine. It's fine. The emotion is part of this, you know, that we've always heard that. You know, well-tended plants are emotional, and it helps them to grow
true.
As everything is growing around them. So, Chelsea, tell me about the future of this. I mean, is this kind of a tester year, or is this something that's already planned that you're going to be doing, you know, for years to come here?
It's definitely something that I would like to have for years to come here. We're in kind of trying to navigate an idea, throwing around some different ideas of adding another garden, maybe with more vegetables and just different vegetables than what we're currently doing, or possibility a greenhouse, so then we have something in the winter time
awesome.
To go in and to focus on.
All right, so tell me, Chelsea, what do you need? If somebody's listening right now and says, you know what, this sounds great, I've got a green thumb, or I've got a connection with a grower, or I've got a guy that has unlimited topsoil, you know, whatever, what do you, or just want to come out and help in the garden, what do you need?
Definitely just people that want to come out and help in the garden and be proactive within the community. It's a great space to be able to get to know people, get to know members that are in your community that you know, are neighbors that you didn't know previously, and maybe some people that would like to share an interest or something that they have that they would like to do during our monthly gathering at the garden.
I want to interject a suggestion here, too, and you can tell me if I'm way off base on this, but if you've never done a volunteer activity with mm-hmm. somebody that has made their way through our court system, whether they found themselves there for a horrific event or just a bad circumstance, I think a lot of us have a built-in stereotype that anybody that's broken the law is no longer a full member of society in some way. And I think what you'll find is people like Kristen, who are human beings that are members of this community too, that are trying to grow and find their way through here. And I think it helps us build relationships with those that we probably would not have interacted with or found social time with anyhow. So I think this is a way for us to grow as a community too. Is that part of the mindset there?
Absolutely. Yes, it definitely is.
It's removed some of the
stigma. Breaking
down
barriers, and stigmas, and also with a court system as well. So there'll be employees in the garden too, and just really being human with one another.
It helps those of us who are in the program get to know the people who work for the court system who are trying to help us get through this program on a way more human, way more personal level, where it's not an intimidating or a scary thing or a, you know, a fearful. It's not, we don't have any fear in going into court and meeting with people when we know that they're truly there for, you know, for us and to help us.
You can mentor people now that, you know, you're farther down the road here. You can start acting in that
role. I'm actually
role.
Starting to take steps to do just that.
Awesome.
So, yes.
Awesome. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing
your
story.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And Chelsea, thank you for being here today and letting us know about this. All right. I'm assuming you got some great pictures up a couple weeks ago from Doug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have pictures from one of the other recovery court participants' graduation ceremony. So he was the first person to lay a stepping stone in the garden.
Cool. Next week, what are you on about?
I'm writing a story about a wonderful children's book that was produced by sixth graders at Estabrook Learning Community.
Cool. Awesome. So we'll look forward to talking to you next week about that. You can find all of this at concentratemedia.com. Brianna, thanks so much for being here today. Appreciate your time, and thanks for bringing
Thank
us
you.
These great stories. Thanks for being
Absolutely.
A part of this community. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.